entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The message you are about to hear is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akme Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
If you are grateful for what God is doing all over the world, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Okay, now while we wait for our brothers and sisters to depart, can you take your hymn sheet? And wave it to the Lord. Okay. Now, in case there is anyone who just arrived and you've not got a hymn sheet, wave your hand very quickly and the ushers will help you. That is, if you have just arrived, you have not received one before. If you have received one before, don't receive another. Because like I told the people in the morning, if you lie, an angel will arrest you. So if you have not received one before, not that you got one and you forgot at home. If you have not received one before, wave your hand and the ushers will give you one. Let's do that within 30 seconds, please. Ushers, please move a little faster. God bless you. Okay, they will join us as soon as they get their own. La 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 3, 4. That word is Alleluia, not Halle. It's Alleluia, not Halle. I will shout to you Alleluia. Say that one, let me hear you. Good. 4. King of glory, we praise you for giving us the mouth that can shout. We bless your name. For giving us hands that can clap, we bless your name. For giving us ears that can hear your word, we praise you. For saving our souls, we shout hallelujah to you. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for all you've done today. Thank you in advance for what you will do tomorrow. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, please continue with us. And even before tomorrow morning, let us have greater cause to shout hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Shout another hallelujah. Well, prophesy to one or two people and say, you wake up tomorrow morning shouting hallelujah. I just want to make one quick announcement before we go on to the message for tonight. I have received a lot of requests from brothers and sisters who are due for retirement, asking for permission to continue to function on a voluntary basis in the departments where they were before. In other words, if I was, shall we say, in prayer department, and now I'm retired, can I, on my own volition, still go to pray with the prayer department? The answer is yes. You will go there now at your own time, at your own pleasure. Fortunately, that you are retiring doesn't mean that your salary is retiring. So you just don't feel like sitting down at home. I want to go and pray. Go and pray. In other departments, maybe you used to be the head of the department, but you are now retired. You can go to the department to work if you want to. It's just that there is a new head now. And the new head will be the new head. Amen. But you have my permission to go and function in any capacity you want on a totally voluntary basis. One beautiful thing about retirement is that your time is now your own. You can never be late for any meeting. You attend the meeting only because you want to. You can travel anytime you want. You don't need the permission of the general overseer to go anywhere. You are absolutely at liberty. And you have dominion over yourself and over your time. Glory be to God. All right. So, I hope you take note of that. Now, talk number three. We want to talk about the power of dominion. Genesis 27. I'll be reading all the way from verse 30 to 40. Genesis 27, from verse 30 to 40. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, And Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father, and said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac his father said unto him, "Who art thou?" And he said, "I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau." And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is he that has taken venison and brought it to me, and have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed." And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." And he said, "Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing." And he said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?" And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son?" And Esau said unto his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck." I heard a sermon not too long ago on this passage. And it shook me tremendously. I am not going to repeat the sermon I heard. The preacher moved very fast, but as fast as he was, I was still able to get 28 points out of his sermon. What I intend to do, God willing, is break his sermon into four pieces, polish them up, and hopefully next year convention, I will present them to you, if the Lord tarries. If I've gone before then there'll be no need to worry. Whoever remains will be doing that. I'm not saying I'm going before next convention. But after 70 years, every day you spend is extra time. So don't Don't deceive yourself. Those of you who think you are going to live forever, you are wasting your time. One elder said something to me some days ago that was really heavy theology. I went to greet him, and he said, "I heard that so-and-so died." I said, "Yes, sir." "And so-and-so died." I said, "Yes, sir." "And so-and-so died." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "They are only in a hurry. We are all going. And they just want to get there before us." So he said, they are just in a hurry. I said, "Wow, that is deep philosophy. Some people are in a hurry. They get there before us. But we shall get there too." Did you say amen? I say we shall get to heaven one day. Okay. Now, Jacob had a multitude of blessings. There was the blessings he got by deceit. When his father didn't know who he was dealing with, father poured blessings on him. "Oh, God will do this for you. God will do that for you," etc., etc., etc. And then he got some blessings, some additional blessings, fair and square. In Genesis 28, verse 1 to 4. Genesis 28, 1 to 4. This time the father knew who he was talking to. In this one, it wasn't the voice is the voice of Jacob, the hand is the hand of Esau. No. The father knew, "I am talking to Jacob." Look at what the father said. Genesis 20, verse 1 to 4. "God Almighty bless thee, make thee fruitful, multiply thee, turn you to a multitude of people, give you the blessing of Abraham, give the blessing to you and to your seed, and you inherit the land where you are a stranger." The father gave him those ones, fair and square. He knew who he was talking to now. Esau got only a remnant blessing. "My father, don't you have at least one blessing left?" The father said, "Okay, let's scratch the bottom of the pot and see if there's anything left." But in addition, he got a great advice. The father said, "Go after dominion. When thou shalt have the dominion, you will break the yoke of your brother off your neck. Until then, I've made him your Lord." But there is a way to wriggle out of that, my son. Get the dominion. Tell the fellow next to you, get dominion. Say it loud and clear. Esau said, fine. Jacob, you have all the blessings. My daddy has told me what to do. Get dominion. And he pursued dominion with everything in him. So that years later, in Genesis 33, you can read from verse 1 to 9. Genesis 33, verse 1 to 9. Years later, when he met the man who got all the blessings, he was able to say to him, I have enough. Brother, keep all you have to yourself. Oh, Lord. Jacob got all the blessings. Esau got dominion. The day they met, it was Jacob who was trembling in fear. It was the man with dominion who looked at him and said, don't worry, don't worry. I've got dominion. Oh, an incident happened in 1963 in Ondo. I was a teacher in Ondo Boys High School. And the Governor General, Nnamdi Azikiwe, came to visit. And he was riding in an open car through the town. One of my co-teachers in Ondo Boys High School was in the crowd that lined up to welcome him. I knew because I was standing next to him. As Zeke was driving past, he looked in the direction, in the direction where we were standing, saw this man and stopped the motorcade and beckoned to the man to come. And shook his hand and drove up. And the man began to weep. Papa, why are you weeping? Because he was an old elderly man. He said, I was the tutor in the school where Zeke misbehaved, and I got him sent out of the school. You sent him out of the school. Now he has dominion. He's driving past and he stopped. He shook your hand to let you know. Oh Lord, have mercy. Tell your friend, get dominion. Get dominion. Get dominion. Just get dominion. Get dominion. The provincial pastor who deliberately delayed your promotion, get dominion. Get dominion. The regional pastor who said you will not reach your goal, just get what? The general overseer who blocks your way, get what? Now, let me just spend some time looking at three aspects of dominion, three types of dominion. One, financial dominion. Proverbs 22 verse 7. Proverbs 22 verse 7 says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." Tell your neighbor, stop borrowing. Some of you are beginning to fall into the trap. The trap has been set, and many nations of the world are falling into it. They live on debt. They call it credit. It's the devil's way of giving them the wrong impression. They just keep on borrowing. As long as you are borrowing, you are a slave. You can't have dominion if you are in debt. The rich rules over the poor. Rich rules over the poor. Proverbs 14 verse 20. Proverbs 14 verse 20 says, "The rich has many friends." Many friends. But the poor is hated by his own neighbor. It's difficult to win souls if you are hated. It's easy for the rich to come to the convention, hiring buses to bring people. One of my sons wrote to me, I think some time ago, said, "From the day you said that we should be bringing people to the Holy Ghost services, I have been chartering planes to bring people." And I prayed for him. I said, "Son, one day you will stop chattering. You will be buying planes." The rich can sell you. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1. 2 Kings 4 verse 1. The widow of the son of the prophet said, "The creditors have come to take my sons into bondage." When your house is on mortgage, you are not the owner of the house. The bank owns the house. I was telling some of my children abroad not too long ago, I said, in Nigeria, when a man, at least in my village, when a man says, "This is my house," it means he is the owner. It may be ordinary mud block, but he's the owner. In America, when somebody says, "This is my house," find out who is the owner. He said, "It's true in Europe." He said, "This is my house." I said, "You mean Barclays Bank?" Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Zechariah 1:17 says, God said his cities will still be built abroad. True prosperity. You have heard everybody here. When you say, "What is your problem? What are your challenges?" Almost every one of them will say, "Money." And the problem is that they keep on thinking that here in Nigeria, we are just swimming in money and we are not sending it to them. Hey, have dominion. Have financial dominion in your nations. Have financial dominion. We want to win the world. We can't do it without money. I had a story. I think last week or just a few, anyway, not too long ago. A church building was to be sold in Britain. One way or the other, the one who was about to sell the church made up his mind, I'm going to sell this church to a Christian organization. He refused to sell to another faith. So one of our boys got the building for £1 million. Somebody from the other faith came to meet him and said, I will give you £2 million if you transfer the building to me. Now, if that pastor has been a young general overseer of his own and has no daddy Gio to fear, what do you think will happen? Without carrying any load, extra £1 million, a boy will say, take the building, okay? Take his job. I will look for another building. If we are going to defeat those who do not want the name of Jesus Christ to be spread, we must have financial dominion. If you agree with me, say amen. Amen. Now, when we say have financial dominion, we are not saying that it is you, the pastor, who must become wealthy. I pray that you will become wealthy. But we are saying your congregation must have financial dominion. If the money is in the church, the pastor will be able to do what he wants to do. I was a very young pastor when I had the idea of the Congress, the first Congress ever. I was a lecturer grade 2 in the university. How much is my salary? I sold my first car to raise money. There was just enough money to buy stamps, to post letters to secondary school and colleges. And I told them by faith, come, we will feed you. I had no money. They replied, we will come. Now, where will the food come from? But 3 members of my congregation rose up. One has saved money, 4,000 naira, to buy a Mercedes-Benz car. He surrendered the money. Another one was a baker. He said, I will supply all the bread that they will eat. Another one, an uncle of mine, said, I will supply the cows that they will eat. That's how the Congress was done. Your congregation must have financial dominion. If you are not praying for God to prosper your congregation, you are in trouble. Let me hear you say to God, Father, prosper your church. Look at the way you pray that prayer. You better make it louder. Let him hear you tonight. At a time when pastors in this mission could not afford a bicycle, a member of the congregation bought a Volkswagen, brand new Volkswagen Beetle, for his pastor. When people see the pastor riding in the car, they won't know it is not his money that bought it. Your congregation must have financial dominion. They must have financial dominion. I still remembered my first year as general overseer. Some of the people here will remember the story. Our first church in Festac, they've built it to a certain level. It remained roofing. They invited me to come and see the work they are doing. I got there. Glory be to God, you've gone far. Praise God. They said, well, the reason we asked you to come is so that headquarters can send some money. I said, is the God in the Butemeta different from the God in Festac? They said, no. I said, I will pray for you. Within your church, God will send help. If you know any of the elders who used to be in Festac, ask them. They will tell you this story is true. Within 3 months, the church was ready. They didn't get a cup of from me. They began to cry to God. God, prosper us here too. It pains me when I keep on hearing our challenge in this town, in this country, is money. Our challenge in this country is money. Money is a challenge everywhere, but there is one God who is the maker of heaven and earth. There is one God who says, silver is mine, gold is mine. He is the God in Nigeria and the God everywhere. Lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, don't let me ever beg for money again. Say it one more time. Let him hear you. Let him hear you. Financial dominion. Very, very crucial.
when your congregation prospers, you'll be able to do what you need to do. And the reason your congregation is not prospering could be two major reasons, or three. Reason number one, I can always ask for help from Daddy Gio. Daddy Gio is not God. His God is your God. He has the same God as yourself. Reason number two is that many of us don't realize that the fish with your money in his mouth is in a river near you. The fish with your money in his mouth is in a river near you. Near you. Not in a butemeta. As a pastor here, an elder now retired, he can tell you. A rich man from Lagos visited his church. I can mention the name of town without mentioning the name of people. In Elisha. I said to him, "What do you need?" It's the rich man who asked him. The man said, "We have no organ." The rich man said, "Go and get one. I will pay." And the man was glad. Came to Ibadan, got a keyboard for 15,000 naira, which was a lot of money in those days, of course. Took it home. The church rejoiced. And then he went to the rich man. "I bought the organ you asked me to buy." The rich man said, "How much?" He said, 15,000. The rich man said, "You didn't see one for 5,000. Get away from my office." True story. If you want me to mention the name of the pastor, I will mention. Elder David Akande. Ask him. Some at times you think I'm making up these stories. No, they're true. Elder, please don't tell them the name of the rich man. No. The poor pastor went home weeping. "God, I didn't ask this man, or is this man who asked me?" Unfortunately, my salary for a whole year cannot even carry the something. But I said, "Sir, let us pray. The God in Lagos is the God in Elisha. And God showed up. From tonight onward, he will begin to show up in your own churches too. May
But you need to go to the river and get that fish with your money in his mouth. You need to go to the river, fish. That's why we say we go a fishing. We go a fishing.
There is no village so poor that you won't find at least one rich man. But you need to get the fish out of the river. Because when God was going to show up in Elisha, what he did was he got somebody saved who got angry when he heard what happened and said, we will pay
for the keyboard
here.
We will let them know in Lagos. They may be our mother, our headquarters, but they are not our God.
Who is your provider? Let me hear your voice.
Has he run out of money?
If you say silver is mine, gold is mine, is the silver in Nigeria different from the silver in your country? Is the gold here different from the gold in your country?
Tell your neighbor, get dominion.
Say it now as if you know what I'm talking about.
Get dominion. Now let's go to political dominion.
When Esau was coming to meet Jacob, according to Genesis 33, verse 1 to
7 or so that I read to you earlier,
he had 400 bodyguards. Ordinary people don't have 400 bodyguards. The first time that the president visited us here, when this place was still open space, he came with 250 bodyguards. 250, president. Even when, what was his name? Gaddafi was going to America. And that man was quite an interesting fellow. He didn't go with 400 bodyguards because he took a lot of people and refused to stay in any hotel. He stayed in his tent, took his tent there. I mean, I like that man. Esau looked at Jacob, Oga, with all your blessings, where are your bodyguards? None. Me, I got dominion. Look at 400 bodyguards.
The one who has political dominion can influence your destiny. It can influence your ministry. It can influence your life. Either positively or negatively. Genesis 41, verse 44. Genesis 41, verse 44. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh. And he said to Joseph, because I am Pharaoh, I hereby say to you, nobody will lift up hand or feet in Egypt except you say so, Joseph. It took a man with political dominion to actualize the vision of Joseph. Political dominion. On the other hand, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, Daniel 3, 14 to 15, Nebuchadnezzar said to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it's either you obey me or you burn. Period. Political dominion. Thank God, God intervened. If God didn't intervene, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have burnt. Because Nebuchadnezzar said so. Are you saying, sir, that we must all go and run and become governors and presidents? And not exactly. Although if you want to run, I will pray for you. Let me tell you, it is sweet to see the president of a nation kneel down before you. It is sweet, man. It is sweet. If you are politically connected, if you are connected to someone in political dominion, you can be a blessing to the people of God. And you can be a blessing to your nation. Esther chapter 4, verse 7 to 14. Esther 4, 7 to 14. When Israel was about to be wiped out, he took a woman married to the king. To rescue Israel. But for Esther, Jesus would not have been born. What that lady did is still working today. If that woman was not there, if she didn't use her position to save the Jews from being wiped out, Jesus would not have been born. You would not have been saved. You would not have been here. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2, Proverbs 29 verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people do what? They rejoice. I like a story in Genesis 45. Genesis 45 from verse 17 to 20. Genesis 45, 17 to 20. Pharaoh had heard that, oh, this boy called Joseph, his parents are still somewhere in Canaan, and they are hungry, they are dying of hunger. He called Joseph and said, go and bring your family. When they come, they shall eat the fat of the land. He said, the good of the land is available to them. Joseph was connected. He said, look, the good of the land of Egypt is yours. In Genesis 47 verse 6, Genesis 47 verse 6, he said, the land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land, make your family dwell. In Goshen.
The message is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akpo Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.
It's good to be connected to someone in political dominion. Convince every member of your congregation to join a political party. The devil has cheated us long enough, saying to us, politics is dirty. He is saying to you, get your anointing, as much of it as you want, just leave us with political dominion. One funny fellow has died now in Ibadan, once said, we don't know what's wrong with Christians. They have the number. We help them to use it to dominate them. That must change. I didn't hear your amen. I told you in January, and I know up till now, many of you have not done anything about it. You haven't done anything about it. They decide who is going to be the candidate at the ward level. At the ward level is where they choose those who will go to the primaries. And then at the primary, they vote. You are not seen. These people gather themselves together. They decide who will be their delegate. They decide who will be their candidates. And then you complain. And they turn you to a second class citizen in your own country. How long will that last? I can't hear you. Can a pastor be a president? I was reading the newspapers not long ago. The president of Vanuatu, one of the island nations where in the Pacific that they reported about today, is a pastor of the Presbyterian Church. When I visit Vanuatu somewhere, sometime in the future, it will be pastor shaking hand with pastor. And I said to myself, I said, that's good though. Because by the next election, our members in Vanuatu would have reached a level where another pastor will be president and will be pastor from the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Because the president won, he got 39 votes. The opponent got 17 votes. So I said, we can do something. We can do something about that. What is wrong with a pastor being a president? Tell your neighbor, get dominion, my friend. Now, spiritual dominion. Still talking about political dominion before I run away from there. The day David Cameron came to visit us at the Holy Ghost service in London years ago, when he saw the crowd, he started prophesying. He said, and if you don't believe me, ask Agu. We'll tell you, he was there, he heard what he said. He said, I know that a day is coming, one of you will be prime minister. It's Cameron who said so. He said, but please let me win this one first. How many of you believe that that prophecy will come to pass? Very soon. Whether you believe it or not, one day the president of America will be a redeemed pastor. All right, spiritual dominion. I'm taking my time today because I warned you yesterday. I said on Friday we'll have plenty of time. So, spiritual dominion. The one who has spiritual dominion controls practically every other person. If you have spiritual dominion, you can control those who have political dominion. You can control those who have financial dominion. Exodus chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. Exodus 8, 20 to 22. The Bible tells us that while there was flies, or there were flies all over Egypt, there was not a single fly in Goshen. That's spiritual dominion. Because you know what flies means? Flies represent demons. You can wipe out idolatry in your village, in your town. We had a program in Ifewara a couple of years ago called Ifewara for Christ. And I'm using that as an example so you can know what you will do very soon. within days of that program. A place was discovered very close to Ifewara, where they were using human beings for rituals, and the police discovered the place, because when light comes, darkness must go out. And the same is going to happen in your village very soon. If you get dominion. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36 to 40, 1 Kings 18, verse 36 to 40, Elijah had dominion and he killed all the prophets of Baal. He slaughtered them. You don't need to use knives and cutlasses and guns. You can destroy every agent of the devil in your town. If you have dominion, spiritual dominion. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 19, 2 Kings 5, verse 1 to 19, you see a very interesting story there. It's the story of Naaman. Naaman was leprous. He heard that there was somebody who could heal him. He went to his king. The king wrote to the king of Israel. The king of Israel was afraid that this man is looking for war. And Elisha sent to the king, "Send him to me." I like that. When a prophet begins to command a king, I heard you have a visitor and you don't know how to handle the visitor. "Send him to me." And the king said, "Thank you, sir." And you know the rest of the story. Naaman got healed and came back and said, "Take some reward." He said, "I don't need your money." Naaman said, "Give me some soil. I will go home and build an altar to your God." The man with spiritual dominion can control generals, control kings, determine the fate of nations. In 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14 to 19, 2 Kings 13, 14 to 19, the same Elisha, when he fell sick, the king came and called him, "My father, my father." Now that's real dominion. The prophet dominating the king. And then he prophesied the future of his nation. If you have spiritual dominion, you can determine the future of your nation. Those of you who will remember, God told us in January 2014, in the prophecies for Nigeria, God said, the destiny of Nigeria will be determined in 2014, not 2015. How many of you remember? I told you. That's why God said, tell your children to fast for 100 days. Thank God for those of you who fasted. If you had not fasted, Nigeria would still be fighting their second civil war right now. many, many souls would have perished. Because I think it is David Cameron who also told me this. When the election came in 2015 and went smoothly, peacefully, he said, those of us abroad know the amount of weapons that has found its way to Nigeria. We are all waiting to see what will be left when the burning ceases. They were expecting us to burn. We fasted. We are not burning today. And just in case I forget, maybe I better tell you right now. I have it on good authority that some prominent people in another faith have said, the only church we fear is the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And you know why they said that? It's not even because of our population. But they said we are the only people who fast more than they do. They fast every year. All others are eating. And whether you know it or not, there is tremendous power in fasting and prayer. Tremendous power. When an unbeliever fasts and he summons demons, they come to obey him. If somebody who is fasting regularly comes face to face with someone who is eating regularly, somebody will prevail. And you know who? It took Jesus Christ fasting 40 days and 40 nights to handle the one who was controlling the world. So get ready for more fasting. I thought we would say amen. I'm sure you say, Daddy, are you saying another 100 days is coming? We may not even stop at 100. Why don't we just fast throughout the year anyway? Now, Mark 16. This is a very, very crucial one. Mark 16, from verse 17 to 18. Mark 16, 17 to 18 tells us, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And then he began to tell us what we follow. In my name, they cast out devils. You know what that means? In my name, they will have dominion over demons. They speak with new tongues. We'll discuss that another time. They take off serpents. They will have dominion over serpents, whether real or spiritual. One man came to the Holy Ghost service when we were in the first auditorium. He came late. And he wanted to come because his son had been coming and had been inviting him, and he'd be telling the son, don't waste your time. And he decided he would come after his son had gone, so the son wouldn't know he has come.
And when he came, the word of God came to me saying, there is somebody here tonight. You came late to this meeting because you were feeding your snake at home. Before you get home, the snake will be dead. Oh, thank God I have Jesus. The man trembled because his son didn't know he was coming. And it is true, he was feeding his snake.
The man came from Ikoyi.
How did this man, this young man, that's what he said, how did this young man know what was going to happen? And of course, before he got home, the snake was dead.
May I prophesy to you, every serpent in your family will die before you get home. Have dominion. That's why I laugh when I hear some funny characters saying they are prophesying. There is someone here who has headache.
How can there be 10,000 people without somebody with headache?
I prophesy, it's going to rain.
In July?
And when you say there is a snake in your house, you are late because you were feeding the snake. The snake will be dead before you get there. Then we know who is talking. Tell your neighbor, get dominion. Amen.
He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. He didn't say this sign shall follow the general overseer. He said, them that believe. Spiritual dominion has nothing to do with titles. No. It has to do with your faith, with your commitment to the Almighty God, with your hunger for dominion, with your knowing that unless I have dominion, I am finished. Because that's what pushed Esau. That's what pushed Esau. They've made this boy my lord. My father said, I'll bless him and he shall be blessed. But my father said, the only way I can be free is get dominion. He said, I will get dominion. When you know that unless you get dominion, there's no way out for you, then you go for it. My father had two wives. He wasn't the richest man in the world, as I've always told you. And among these two wives, he got some four big boys. The farm he had, it's not even enough for him to survive. Now, when he dies, they will divide this into four and give me one. So I knew unless I do something, as young as I was, way back in 1955, unless I do something, I would die in poverty. That's why I told my mom,
When I gained admission to Elisha Grammar School, and they said, "Where are we going to get the money? Why are you trying to shame us?" I said, "No problem. I won't eat unless you pay my school fees." She thought I was joking. First day, I was on hunger strike. He thought, "Don't worry, hunger will wake him up tomorrow." Second day, I didn't eat. Third day, he's the only boy I have. We will sell whatever we have to sell.
When you know, unless you get dominion, you are finished. You will get it.
How many of you will go for dominion now? Whatever it's going to cost.
And you know what? He said, when you have dominion as a believer, you have dominion over poisoned food. Not only over serpents, but over poisonous things. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Dominion over poison. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38 to 41, 2 Kings 4, 38 to 41, they prepare food for the son of the prophets. Somebody had mistakenly put poison there. They reported to Elisha. He said, "Bring me some flour." They brought the flour to him. He threw it into the pot and the poison disappeared. Dominion, man. Some days ago, I was traveling between Akure and Ado-Ekiti. And I was talking to one of my sons there as we were passing through Iju. Those of you who know that area, you know, Iju and then Itaogolu and so on. And I was telling him the story of when we started the church there. The people there didn't want the church to stay. So one day the pastor went to church. He locked his room, windows, everything locked. Only one room. I mean, we were very rich in those days. By the time he came back, inside his room was a hen sitting over eggs. Window was shut, doors shut. Ask the elders in Yoruba land, they know the meaning of that. If you bend down to pick that hen, you are dead. You bend down to pick it up, you will never straighten up again because your back will break. That's it. He wasn't a pastor. He was what we call minister in those days. And I'm sure he's here now listening to me. I don't know what he has become already. But he had dominion. He looked at the hen, looked at the eggs, and said, "God, thank you for provision." You know, I have no money to buy a chicken. I have no money to buy eggs. Thank God for provision. Got the chicken, killed the fellow, roasted it, enjoyed himself. The herbalist in charge, who did the work, gave his life to Jesus. But no argument, man.
And thank God for the testimony from Kenya. When the herbalist cannot even cure his own child, and dominion is determined there, he said, hey, take land, come and build. I told the same young man who was with me in the car another story. Just to let you know, dominion, spiritual dominion, has nothing to do with titles. One of our boys, also somewhere in Ekiti, was pastoring a church, small church in a town. I don't want to mention the name of that town now. And they told him that there is a river there. Nobody kills the fish there, because the fish there, they are sacred. He said, is that so? They said, yes. He said, good. So he got him a nice hook. And once in a while, he just go to the river and catch a fish. And they were all big and fat. Thank God for provision. Tell your neighbor, get dominion, friend. When you have spiritual dominion, you have dominion over sickness, you have dominion over disease, so they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. However, let me say this. Why dominion has nothing to do with titles? Because like I said in the morning, a deacon can raise the dead. Most senior pastor just carry title without anointing might not be able to heal malaria fever. But by God's own arrangement, you exercise dominion, spiritual dominion, if you are under authority. That's important. I've told you this before. Luke chapter 7, verse 1 to 10. Luke 7, verse 1 to 10. The centurion said, the reason I'm able to control the soldiers under me is because I'm under the authority of Caesar. Jesus, I also am under authority. Jesus, I know you. I know you're under the authority of your Father in heaven. That's why you have dominion over all kinds of demons and sicknesses. I'm also under the authority of Caesar. That's why I said to this soldier, come, and he comes. To that one, go, and he goes. And may I seize this opportunity to make something clear. You see, Jesus Christ said to the disciples when he was sending them out, giving them authority over sickness, disease, demons, he said, those who receive you receive me. Right? And those who receive me receive him that sent me. May I make it abundantly clear that anybody who defies my representatives is defying me. And whoever is defying me is defying the one who sent me. I've heard some reports. I hope they are not true. That my special assistants will make another. And some pastor will counter the other. If that is true, for the sake of that pastor and his children, let that stop immediately. I've had some reports that even an AGO will make another. And one funny pastor or the other will stand up and begin to say all kinds of rubbish. Don't forget, the Lamb of God is also the Lion of Judah. Don't die young. What do I say? No, I don't know how to shake when I'm making important statements. I will repeat it again. If you defy my representatives, you think you are wiser than they are. You are more important. You arrived in the land before they came. You defy my representative, you are defying me, and when you are defying me, you are defying the one who sent me. Are you big enough to defy God? Please, don't die young. Now, let me conclude, because you are coming back by 7 tomorrow morning by the grace of God, and tomorrow we are going for a longer walk. I thought we were going to shout for joy. Genesis 49. Verse 8 to 10. Genesis 49, verse 8 to 10. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand, Judah, shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. I can stop there. What is the meaning of Judah? I can't hear you. I thought you know enough Bible to know that. I mean, Genesis 29:35. Genesis 29:35. Judah means praise. And here it is written, Mr. Praise, you shall have dominion. Praise is not a joking matter. You want to have financial dominion? Learn to praise. David was a shepherd boy. He had nothing.
But he was a praise
warrior.
Praise warrior. If God allows me, we'll talk more about him. Before he died, when he said he wanted to build a house for God and God said no, he said, all right. You say, my son will build it. He said, no problem. I will not allow that boy to spend a kobo. Everything he shall need to build a house, I will provide. From a shepherd boy to somebody who had enough money to build a house for God. Gold for the things of gold. Silver for the things of silver. Iron and brass without counting. That is dominion. Praise. For a shepherd boy to become a king, that's political dominion now. Praise. For a shepherd boy to prophesy probably the three greatest prophecies concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 22, Psalm 23, Psalm 24. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? It came from the mouth of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It came from David years ago. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, that the King of glory may come in. It came from the mouth of David. I mean, to find all the dominions, financial, political, spiritual, combined in one man. Praise. Don't say I didn't tell you. People have asked me again and again, I've told you before. Sir, we hear that you go out for long walks. What is it you are asking God for? I'm just praising him. And we praise him until all his promises are fulfilled. You are thinking you have seen something great. Look at our auditorium. Look at the new auditorium. He told me, my daddy told me, the final arena, when it is to be built, I don't know when, is going to be the size of Ibadan City. You haven't seen anything yet. How do you have financial dominion? It is God who gives the power to get wealth. How do you get political dominion? Promotion comes from God. He lifts up one, he pulls down another. How do you get spiritual dominion? He's the only one who can empower you. And all he's asking you for is praise. Will you praise him tonight? Will you really do it? Over to you. Praise him as much as you want. When you are leaving, drop your offering. See you at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Let's go ahead and begin to praise him. If you really want dominion, Judah, thou art he that your brothers will praise. The scepter will not depart from Judah.
There's no way that Judah would not have dominion. Praise him and be ready for dominion. Dominion financial, dominion political, dominion spiritual. Praise him.
The message is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akme Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.